This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, Dave, I believe I've heard this right. This is our last show before Christmas. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So I assume Shaletta is...
last Friday show. We're here Monday.
Yeah, but last with Shaletta. Mm-hmm. So she's coming down the hall or... When is Shaletta coming in studio? Because I know she would want to be here for her final appearance before Christmas. Seems like I hear the phone.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that way.
Doesn't seem that way. Didn't even think about coming in, huh?
I did. I did think about coming in, but my parents are here. They just got to town. I picked them up from the airport at MSP, and so I don't want to leave my mom and daddy. How about that? I have turned into a 12-year-old girl, and I just want to lay up and look at and smell and breathe on my parents. Can I get that?
Mm. So, in other words, you selected your mom and dad over coming in and seeing
my parents.
Seeing the two of us. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Dave?
Yes, that's what happened.
Dave, what are your thoughts on that decision?
Not the decision I would have made.
No.
Liars! No. Liars! Liars!
Not lying. I don't know your parents at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you.
Are they familiar with Uber? I mean, you have radio commitments here.
I have radio commitments, and you know this is
you have an
that,
RV
was
still.
Invented for a little while. I do. I gotta sell this RV, guys. I really want to try to get rid of this RV, and you know I'm just not gonna let anybody lowball me. I want the value of the RV, and I'm gonna sell it for what it's worth. And I don't care that I got it for free. If you want to buy it from me,
you don't
have to pay the regular price.
Okay. Here's what it's worth to you. A penny, a nickel, a dollar, anything you get because you were given it for free.
But the people that's buying it don't know that. And that's not their business.
Okay.
I want what it's worth. You're not going to come over here and lowball me. I want the whole 65 Gs. It's a great RV, low miles, got an extended 2-year warranty on it. We took great and excellent care of it. So I want the value of the RV. It'd be great for a family. So, you know, y'all can hook me up, look me up, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. There's a contact us button. If you're in the market to buy a great RV and get away from this cold and snow, I got one for you.
Can folks come over to the house and try it out there and maybe go inside, get a little cup of coffee or hot chocolate?
No. So this is what I'm doing because people are crazy.
That's accurate.
the police chief for Cottage Grove lives a couple of doors down. So I'm doing all my showings at the Cottage Grove Police Department. And that has actually helped me weed out a few people, because there was an alleged elderly lady who was allegedly, I'm doing air quotes, trying to get to Florida to get away from the cold. And she was very eager to come and visit me to look at the RV and take it for a test drive, her and her quote unquote elderly husband. But the moment that I mentioned we'd be doing a showing at the Cottage Grove Police Department and the police chief was going to be there, all of a sudden she, if she was a she, was no longer
vanished.
Interested.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We had been talking, texting back and forth. This was a sure thing. And we worked out a price. And oh my God, they were so excited. And we want to come by the house. I'm like, how about the Cottage Grove Police Department?
Yeah, no, I think that was a very astute decision. How long are your parents in town for?
They are here for 2 weeks. The kids get out of school at 2:30. I have told them when they get home, don't even look at me. Call me Miss Shaletta, because if they need anything, they are to go to their grandmother. She is their caretaker and mine for the next 10 days. I don't get a break.
Which is more reason why you should be here. Okay, I mean, Dave, okay, so, I mean, she easily could be here because I know Andrew is already back home, correct?
He is back home. Mm-hmm. Have you seen him? Okay, so I'm not on Twitter, so you probably haven't seen. The boy is thrifting. Mary LaHama told him that he should do thrifting to save money because he likes fashion and she's a thrifter. I don't wear clothes that have been worn by other people. In fact, when I buy new clothes from the store, I bring them home and wash them. They never even make it up to the closet until they've been washed, okay?
I think that's a reasonable policy, by the way. Dave Harrigan, when you buy something, okay, you know, you normally, you're a Martin Patrick guy, you're a Yves Saint Laurent.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wash the shirt, the pants, the underwear before you wear them?
If it's new, no.
No.
Oh, my God.
If I were to thrift it, yes, I would.
Sir, wait a minute, sir. So you go to buy Hanes underwear with all that dye on it, and you put that on your body, the underwear, before you wash them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. See, this is why I don't do potluck. See, if I can't trust you to wash your underwear before you, that's been in plastic, that's been in China. We don't know how it got here. Could be horseback, could be drawn on by a mule, could be a ship, could be a train. We don't know. We don't know if it flew here. We don't know anything about these underwear. Okay? It says made in China. How the hell did it get to Minnesota? It needs to be washed, Dave.
Well, how about, you know, the shirts that, let's say, you get over one of your hoity-toity stores that numerous other people have worn before you, Dave?
Well, not necessarily true.
Yeah, well, I agree.
Sometimes, you could certainly make an argument that somebody tried it on for a few minutes, but I don't think they sweat in it, did anything too
perspired,
gross.
Perspired?
Yeah. Vomited? No, you know what I don't want? I don't want to have washed a shirt and then realized it doesn't really hold up to the wash as well as I had hoped it would. So I want to wear it when it's fresh. I want to get it, you know, just like I pulled it from the store. Sometimes you wash something and it's just not the same that second time.
It's never the same?
It's not ever going to be the same, but you got to get the dye off. The other dude who tried it on, the way it got here from Thailand, you got to get some.
A lot of countries we're tossing out here. China, Thailand, a lot of horseback from Thailand to
Shaletta, made in America.
Woodbury.
It rode on a mule with cocaine. You got cocaine residue on your shirt. You better.
That's more reason not to wash it.
So are you at said airport right now?
No, I'm at said bedroom right now. My parents are having lunch downstairs with Sean.
Okay, so you're already back home and you're not here.
No, I'm not. No, yeah.
She didn't want us to know that Sean probably cooked for her parents.
Well,
and then you would have demanded food be brought in.
You know what?
That is the point.
Because last time when they came, they looked in the fridge and they looked in the cabinets, and my daddy said, adults don't eat around here anymore.
Yeah.
I said, well, Daddy, you know, Sean's not here like he used to be. He said, yeah, because anytime we ever came, there was always a warm meal for us. And Mama said, and I always had my coffee. And so, you know, he always, you know, took such good care of them. They're my parents. I don't care as much. He's trying to impress them. I've been knowing them all my life, you know. And so.
You know, so they care for Sean more than you, right?
Have
you?
That is probably. Most people do.
And so, it's not probably. Get probably
heard,
out of there.
You know, before I came upstairs and closed the door, they were just happy. They were laughing and talking. They weren't talking to me. Right. They weren't talking to me. So what do you do when you have divorced your said ex and your parents still love them and want to see them? Like when I got to the airport, they were like, oh, we thought Sean was picking us up.
I believe it. Exactly.
Oh, my.
Yeah. You know, maybe the fact that they might get a meal from Sean. You know what you could do? You could maybe cook them lunch, you know. Have you thought about that as a possibility?
My friend Kevin Berger felt so bad for my parents that she called me and told me that she made shepherd's pie. All I got to do is put it in the oven, 350, put a little something underneath it so it doesn't bubble over. She gave me her dish, and she told me to tell my mama I cooked it. I said, my mama going to know I didn't cook it. But she has, when I go do my show tomorrow, I have to stop by her house so that she can give me. So she felt bad for my parents. She wanted to make sure. That's a real friend. That is a real friend. God bless Kevin Berger, I tell you.
I'm starting to think you're not a great daughter. I mean, Dave. I mean, I think you're an amazing parent, but I don't think you're a great daughter. Dave, what about you?
No.
I think there's reason to suspect that, Chad.
Yeah. How about, let's not forget when she sent the kids down there two summers ago in Houston when it was like 130 degrees outside.
Like 150.
And then expected them to stay down there for 3 months.
Hey, man, look, I can't be perfect at everything. I'm an excellent businesswoman. I'm an amazing broadcaster. I'm a sensational human being and philanthropist. I'm an amazing
humble
ex-wife.
Yeah, you're humble.
And so on the daughter thing, you know, that's some stuff I'm still working on.
Yeah. Did Sean make his banana pudding for your parents?
Well, what he does is he likes to ask them what they want. And sometimes they're not in the mood for banana pudding because maybe my mom just made some. So they're down there hashing out menus right now. But I heard cinnamon roll. Mm. And he makes these individual apple tarts that they haven't tried yet. So I'm guessing those are going to be on the menu. Yeah. Which is why I'm upstairs by myself and nobody's looking for me. Nobody's called my name.
Now, normally I would say, Dave, we should let Shaletta go because she should go talk with the parents. But I'm not going to because she doesn't want to go talk to them. And they don't want to talk to her. So we'll put Shaletta on hold while she's hiding from her parents and while her parents are happy that she's hiding from her right here on CCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shaletta's hiding in a bedroom at her house while her parents are downstairs hanging with their favorite, her ex-husband. Are the kids around, or
they get out of school at 2:30?
That's right.
And they are going to be so excited to see their grandma and their grandpa. Ooh, honey, I can't wait. I'm gonna take a long nap. I'm gonna take a long bath. Everything's gonna be long because, you know, I don't get that kind of like help, like babysitting that you don't have to pay for that doesn't expire. You know, it's like, you know, I went to a party last Saturday. You know, at noon you turn into a pumpkin. You got to be home at 12:15. You know, and I don't have to do that for the next 2 weeks. It's gonna be beautiful.
I was at a party too last Saturday. Waiting for you to show and did not see.
You did. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm a woman of my word. What did I tell you? I tell you, ain't no damn way I'm going to that party, and I did not show up.
Yeah, well, and we had fun.
I heard. Okay. I heard it was a blast.
Okay, now, what exactly is Andrew wearing while he's working at McDonald's? It appears he's wearing a quasi-fur coat. Okay.
So, Mary Lahama has encouraged her nephew, Andrew, to go thrifting to save money, to save his little coins.
That's a good idea.
Because he's on the allowance. Mm-hmm. He's up at St. Cloud State. It's a little bit colder there than it is here. His little coat wasn't working, so he went to a
thrift
shop.
Not much colder. I mean, Dave, did you hear that? St. Cloud is a lot colder than
Minneapolis. Hey, much different latitude, Chad. Okay.
Hey, talk to him. And so he went to the thrift shop, and he found somebody's dead grandmother's fur coat. The damn thing still had butterscotch candy and balled up Kleenexes in the pockets, okay? And so he bought this thing, and he is wearing it around like it is a North Face or something. This boy has been walking around for the past week with somebody's dead grandmother's fur coat on. This is a going to church on Sunday special occasion fur coat, and he is wearing it with slides to go pick up a pizza at Devani's.
Yeah.
He's wearing it in the drive through at the McDonald's.
Okay, so if I go to the McDonald's and Andrew's there, I'm going to see Andrew maybe handing out, you know, the fries, the Big Mac, the vanilla shake.
The McRib. Mm-hmm.
The McRib, which, by the way, the McRib stinks. I mean, let's
Oh, my God. It's pork earlobe meat.
It's
I don't
not
know
good.
It
the McRib is so overrated. When people get excited about it, it's like, get out of here. He's wearing a fur coat.
And you know what? Just because these jokes are only funny because they're true, after he went to work yesterday, I had Sean go by there and take a picture of him. He didn't know we were coming. He's in the drive-thru. It's on my social media sites. He is in the drive-thru in his fur coat just a working away. So he is wearing his fur coat everywhere he goes. Like, he's up at the high school right now talking to the kids in the college prep program about his first semester. He's in there in a coat. I'm like, son, what are you teaching him how to be a pimp? Put a regular coat on. He was like, Mom, this is my regular coat. He's shoveling the snow yesterday in a fur coat. This is his coat.
I got to be honest, Dave, you chime in too. If I'm a senior in high school and I knew Andrew and already one semester in, he's faring so well, he has a fur coat, I'd be like, Andrew's my guy.
Let me start doing what he's doing.
Let me get to college. Let me do this. You know, so I think he's aspirational is what he is.
I was like, boy, the Homeowners Association is going to put us out of here. We're going to have to move to St. Paul. We can't be outside shoveling and dancing in a fur coat. He looks like one of the guys who was in that Dave Chappelle skit, the Player Haters Ball. He looks like Buck Nasty.
Yes.
Buck, he is in a fur coat.
I forgot that one. Chappelle, man, that show is absolute gold. Have you finished your Christmas shopping for your children?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we did everything online this year. We didn't like try to go to the store and get in lines.
Good
and
call.
Do all that stuff. But what I have to do when I get off the phone is I try to take care of my teachers. And so I wanted to get them something. So I went over to Vanessa Drew. She has Cheesecake Funk. And so they have like the little 12-pack of cheesecakes, like the little different assorted kinds. Like some of them are like butterscotch, some of them are like mint, and some of them like chocolate chips, some of them are like strawberry. And so I bought like
5 containers of those. And so I'm going to drop 5 off I'm going to drop 5 off at the middle school and 5 off at the elementary school just to make sure that they know that we appreciate them. And I got pictures of my kids I'm going to put on top of it so they won't think this is from some other parent. I need them to know this is from me. So if there's an evacuation or a drill or they need to pick somebody's kid to be first in line, they don't forget about me. I'm the lady who dropped off the bundt cakes and the cheesecakes and stuff. I'm the one who was thinking about y'all. Those other parents don't care. So you can put their kids in the back of the line. Put my kids in the front because I'm dropping off the bundt cakes and the cheesecakes.
Selfless, as always. how about Sean? What did you buy Sean?
Well, Sean and I have this arrangement that we've had going on for quite some time now, and it works out.
You only get gifts? Is my guess. Dave, only Shaletta gets a gift.
Sounds very accurate to me. His gift is Shaletta herself.
Of me at all, right? His gift is my love. Oh, okay, God. So what we do is he goes out and buys something for himself, and then he wraps it and puts my name on it so the kids think I care, right? And so then
he pays for it too, right?
And so then when he opens the gift, it's always something really nice, right? Because he likes nice stuff. And so the kids was like, oh, Mom, look at these cool shoes that you bought, Dad. I'm like, let me see them. They are awesome. And so we've been doing that probably since Andrew was born. So it's been 18 years now that he buys himself a gift. He wraps it up. He puts my name on it because he's thoughtful like that. Yeah. And then that way the kids think that that I'm all in, you know.
Hostages like nice things. That's normally the policy. All right, we got to go.
Love you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Enjoy your vacation.
I will.
Major, an hour later, but Major still coming up on CCO. So Major recording the takeout, plus a lot is happening right now. The Speaker of the House, in the last 5 minutes, met the media very briefly and said they are moving forward on a spending deal where the GOP has agreed on a spending bill. This is all tied to avoiding a government shutdown. So it's very possible, Dave, that it moved from the takeout to he's on the air some way reporting on this. The vote is expected to take place today because the shutdown, you know when the shutdown kicks in? Midnight tonight. So maybe we can turn this into the listeners get involved and we get Major. Great. If we get Major later. Great. If not, we understand. He has other responsibilities.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
He could be on the air here.
Yeah.
What makes that air better than this air?
They pay him a lot of money.
Oh.
We pay him nothing. Zero.
That's a good point.
Zilch.
Except friendship.
Friendship, yeah. That doesn't pay the rent. That doesn't pay for that place out in California. I don't think it does. But I like it. So what does this mean for the next 6 months, next 4 years? Because as we alluded to earlier, we really don't have a president right now. We do in name, but he's irrelevant. It's correct? Joe Biden it's almost a figurehead sort of situation. Donald Trump is more of the president than Joe Biden.
Aside from his pardons.
And, by the way, the individual who started all of this was not Joe Biden, was not Donald Trump. It was Elon Musk. And I know some might say, well, Musk and Trump are coordinating. If you go back to how this started the other day, Musk put out the tweet, if any senator or member of Congress votes for this bill, this was the first resolution that was going to keep the government alive. This is the one, the 1,500 pages, which seems absurd, by the way. And I don't want to downplay it. That is absurd. Anybody who votes for this, you should be out of office. It took hours and hours and hours before the president-elect jumped in. So let's acknowledge that the president wasn't involved. And the president-elect really wasn't involved either. Because the president-elect was with Speaker Johnson at the Army-Navy game. Elon, of course, was there. J.D. Vance was there. And Trump was just, you do whatever you need to do. This is Biden's White House. I'll step in. But then in this case, because Elon was leading the way, Donald had to jump in. And Donald jumps in and says, not only do I not want this deal, but I want the debt ceiling eliminated. So for those folks who rightfully so will often say Democrats don't care about budgets, they care about funding their favorite parts of government, and unlike a governor like Tim Walz or Tim Pawlenty or Mark Dayton or other governors across the country, they don't have to balance the budget. Well, Donald Trump is saying he wanted the debt ceiling eliminated. Want to know why? Because he's going to extend his tax cuts. And he also knows with his plan on immigration, on the border, on arresting individuals, that even his new czar in this area, Tom Homan, has estimated costs at a minimum at $86 billion. So Trump, the guy who's declared himself the king of debt, doesn't want to be beholden, wants for this to all happen. I would say right now, let's just try to get major on another segment and see if it works out that way. Then we have more time. Trump wants more of this to be positioned as under Biden's watch, not his. Well, guess what happened with the vote last night? By now, you probably know. 38 Republicans voted against Donald Trump because they do believe in a better balanced budget. They do believe that Democrats have ventured too far, and they don't want to go there. So now the speaker says they have some sort of deal. A lot of the details are not out. But what does this say about the next few months, next few years? Are you comfortable with Musk's role? Because he certainly has a right for his voice. The wealthiest individual on the planet has always had a powerful voice. But I've jokingly been calling him the prime minister. This was superseding the president-elect. There were no signs Trump was going to do this until Musk did it. And then Trump followed Musk. And when Musk said it, most Republicans jumped high. Because it was negotiated with Mike Johnson, the speaker, Mitch McConnell, other Republicans. This was not just Democrats. This was a bipartisan deal. What does it say about Republicans, do you think, Dave, where 38 of them looked at Donald Trump and said, I know this is the bill you want. Too bad. We're voting no against you. Could that be commonplace? Because, by the way, when he starts, he's lame duck. Now, he's 4 years in the lame duck. That's a long run. But are Republicans going to stand up to him? Does he have the same hammer that he once did? I still think he has a lot of power, but I think it's pretty telling that many Republicans, and how much of this drama are we going to have? Are we going to go on the edge of government shutdowns? Because Trump loves to negotiate, right? And if you're a negotiator, you go up to the edges, you go up to the limits, and in business, that works rather well. When I looked at my stock portfolio the other day when all this was unfolding, I didn't like outlooked. I did not. And Donald's the one I was bragged about the stock market. Stock market soared under Joe Biden. Absolutely soared.
Who's the president right now? Still Joe Biden.
Yeah, I guess that's what Donald's going to say. So what do you want to say to all that?
I hope we have the drama. I do hope we have the drama because I think that will mean that perhaps the Republican Party, those that are representative of the Republican Party in the House, in the Senate, are thinking for themselves, not just being beholden to Donald Trump, to his movement. And that's going to be the interesting thing, because standing up to, in quote, Donald Trump, going against what he wants, is, for all intents and purposes, going against a lot of Republican supporters today. That's obvious. And I think that's one of the most interesting stories of the next 4 years, of what is the Republican Party going to be in 4 years.
Yeah.
Assuming Donald Trump doesn't become the emperor.
And the ride getting there.
Yes. What happens to the Republican Party over the next 4 years? Do people say, you know, I've had enough of this, I'm not going to be beholden to Donald Trump because I don't have to be? Or are they going to say, you know what, I do have to be, because even when he's done being president, he is going to have a massive influence on this party and the supporters of the party.
Oh, again, I'm still today, there's a better chance he's going to run again in 28 than not. It's going to depend a little bit on the direction of the country. How do the tariffs work? His pursuit of illegal immigrants. What else happens in the country? How does the market react? Because people can flee very, very quickly if things are not going well. And for Republicans, and for notable parts of the country, until COVID, there were a lot of good things going on.
Sure.
During the Trump first term. Let's look at a few texts here. Biden should be stomping around and smacking down everyone with his presidential immunity. There were a lot of people who did want Biden to do that. Now with the Supreme Court ruling, I mean, he showed how audacious he was willing to be when he went back and basically told us he was lying about Hunter and the pardon. But on immunity, about stretching the bounds of how far a president normally would go, he didn't do any of that. Who knows what Trump's going to do? He's capable of going very, very far. He's also capable of a lot of bluster, and he doesn't go to that level. So anybody who tells you they're convinced where he's going to go, I
don't think he knows.
I don't think he knows. Hey, Chad, we get it. Biden is silent. Why do you keep harping on that? We hear about this every day. We already know. But what can he do? Even if he spoke, the MAGA crowd only listens to one side. Okay. Wall Street Journal yesterday, in a lengthy, lengthy story with 50 sources laid out in specific detail. This is now new information which backs up so much of what I've been saying for years, when Democrats have been ripping me and saying he's fine, he's great. No, he wasn't. And I last hour somebody said, well, think about how Reagan was the last couple of years. Well, that was awful also.
Doesn't make it fine.
I mean, what do you mean? So that makes, oh, okay, so we did this once before. So we're not, the idea that our country, as great as it is, in 87 and 88, and now God knows, because the Wall Street Journal story even suggests, going back to even during his first year, that Biden was having a lot of good and bad days. That for 3-4 years, we weren't certain if the president of the United States was sharp enough to do the job. Yeah, the apparatus goes on without him. That's not how it should work. That the apparatus should go on without him. The president should be leading. Leading the country, leading his party, leading the opposition, leading the fight here. I mean, when Trump was at the end, he was too busy trying to say, I won. So he wasn't doing a lot, right? Although he was threatening to do crazy stuff, like, and that thankfully people were stopping him. But think about what Obama was doing at the end, or what Bush was doing at the end, or what Clinton was doing at the end. Right. Sometimes in these lame duck sessions where a soon to be former president is leaving, things get done. Nothing's getting done. And we're staring at a government shutdown. And the president of the United States is about as impactful as you are right now, Dave. And that's embarrassing. Right.
I'm tremendously impactful. That's what people are saying.
Yes. Who takes over for him when his term is up? Can Vance take over? Or will the Republicans go back to traditional ideals? Hell no. MAGA doesn't want to go back to traditional. rhinos. They don't. They're going to judge Vance. He can't run in 28 without violating the Constitution. Stop with that crap. If he tries, he should be charged with treason. Oh, yeah. He really worries about the laws all the time, doesn't he? Donald Trump and the law. And somehow, some way, he escapes over and over and over again, just like he did with Georgia. So I get it. I understand the Constitution.
Well, treason would be a federal offense, and he can just pardon himself, right?
Yeah.
Unconditional.
He has presidential immunity right now.
It's a good deal.
That's what the Supreme Court ruled. He might try to determine that the presidential immunity allows him to violate the Constitution and run for president again.
I'm not on record agreeing with you on this, but I'm also not on record saying it's beyond the pale. It's beyond the possibility.
And it wouldn't shock you, right?
It would surprise me. I don't know that it would shock me.
The Republican way of cutting taxes while we have staggering debt is equivalent to an individual quitting their job will have tens of thousands of dollars of credit card debt. In other words, insane. This is the Republican philosophy, which they've believed in forever, that if you give more of us more money to spend, this will drive the economy more than more government programs and funneling the money that way. For more Republicans and their presidency, did the debt go up higher more often than not during Reagan and Bush compared to Clinton, Obama, and others? Yeah, it did. And I think some tax policies with tax cutting does make sense. I think we too often make individuals who have success into the boogeyman. It's too convenient. But on Trump's tax cuts, they benefited too much of folks at the higher end than the middle class. They just did. And by the way, it didn't hurt me. It personally did not hurt me. But for the betterment of the country, those should have been directed more at the middle class. But that isn't going to change. He is not going to adjust his game plan when he goes in. And we're just, I just think we're looking at a lot of the chaos again. And I think some of the country is going to get tired of the chaos pretty darn quick. It's 51 past 1 on CCO. Who do we have here, Dave Harrigan?
This is Harry Christmas brought to you by the Robertson family.
Mm.
Duck Dynasty fame.
Did somebody pass away this year from the Duck Dynasty
fame? I have no idea.
Yeah, I think somebody might have. Chad, I can hear your voice and your stress. You're still sad that Trump won. It's a good day. I'm just reacting to the news of the day. By the way, if you think I was a large supporter of Kamala Harris, you really weren't paying attention. Now, did I give 1 second's thought of voting for Donald Trump? Nope, I did not. But any stress in my voice has zero to do today with Donald Trump. I'm just reacting to what's going on, including that a car over the last 30 minutes, the networks have been reporting this, has plowed into a crowd at a Christmas market in Germany. At least one individual is dead. Madgeburg? Is that what I'm seeing on the screen? Madgeburg, Germany? I think that's it. I have not heard of that city. I'd love to tell you that I knew where that was. Another sad day when you're just going to a Christmas market. You're going there with your family and friends. And again, who knows what happened? Was this an intent to harm people? Did something inadvertent happen? But here we go. You're going to celebrate, and this takes place.
Magdeburg. It's a couple hours west of Berlin.
Okay. CBS, I'm sure, will have more on it. If we can get Major, we will. If not, for sure we have Matthew Caller, and we also have Am I Wrong? So we'll see if we can work Major in. Your Linus Construction time check is 157. Time to call for free attic inspection and heat map analysis. Somebody said no one from Duck Dynasty passed away, but Phil was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So sorry to hear about that. CBS, Mark Fry, follow us on Twitter, @Dave_Harrigan, @ Chad Hartman Show.